From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit, a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her guest lineup of authors, healers, educators, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Each week, Sherrianna and her team of experts share remarkable insights about life, spirit, manifesting, and more.
Hey, Just Ask Spirit listeners, are you tired of trying to figure out this manifesting thing? If so, you have got to check out my new book. It's called Energy in Action. And inside, you're going to find 52 manifesting practices to help you ignite your ability to create a life of peace and freedom. And if you're looking for a way to practice these skills with others, you may want to join my weekly Ray of Light membership. This is where we meet virtually to keep our manifesting juices going. Find the book, Energy in Action, and membership at sherriannaboyle.com. Are you ready to start having healthy, more meaningful, intimate, honest, authentic relationships in your life? Yeah, well, you're not alone. You're not alone. And that's why today's show is about creating healthy relationships, but more so also how to overcome toxic relationships. Let's face it, folks, like sometimes you got to do the healing work before you can create something new. And that's what we're going to be talking about on today's show. So thanks for showing up.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at sherriannaboyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at sherriannaboyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome to Just Ask Spirit. I'm Sherrianna Boyle. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. If you're new to Just Ask Spirit, this is a show about spirituality and mental health. And every show is sponsored by the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. That's at my website, sherriannaboyle.com. And new and in the marketplace is some swag, folks. So if you're interested in, I've got some candles, Just Ask Spirit candles, water bottles, and of course, a mug. You know, you got to have spirit on your cup of coffee, cup of tea in the morning. And we also have some other stuff on my website. One thing I want to bring your attention to is some retreats that are time sensitive. I'm going to be co-hosting a retreat this summer, June 28th through the 30th at Kripalu Yoga and Health Center with my friend and a spiritual author, best-selling author, Shannon Kaiser, who happens to be here right now. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here with you, and I cannot wait for our event in June.
Yes. So this is I'm so excited. Welcome to Just Ask Spirit. Let me just let the audience know a little bit more about you. You are an author of 6 books, Shannon?
Yep, working on 2 more right now.
2 more. Oh. And your books, I mean, you truly are a best-selling author. You're someone I have looked up to for such a long time. You've been a bit of a mentor to me, someone that I go to for guidance because we all need some guidance now and then. And your books are great. And you and I have co-taught together at Kripalu 2 times now. We've led this weekend. The weekend is called Emotional Detox for Unshakable Inner Peace. And it's just a weekend. It starts Friday night and it goes till Sunday, right about lunch. You have lunch and then you're done. But it is absolutely transformational. And we're so grateful that people love it because they want us back. And we're back June 28th. So you're my co-partner here, Shannon. Did you have anything you wanted to contribute to that?
I love that. And I love connecting with you, and I love all of what you're up to too, and your audience here. I think what's really great is the conversation we're going to have today around some of the things that are really important and trying right now, and really kind of the collective. If we think about what's most important to us, how to have like healthier relationships, how to feel more confident in our own body and skin, but it all comes back down to processing our emotions. And that's what the weekend's all about. We work so well together. I absolutely love our synergy. We've had a lot of people and great feedback. People, you know, each year it gets bigger and bigger. So we're expecting to see some great faces, and we hope you can join us.
Absolutely. And we have a DJ Mantra joining us this year, everyone. So if you like to dance, if you like to just have a great time, we're going to have a special evening event that is added to our weekend program. And that's going to be DJ Mantra, who's just amazing. If you want to look him up, DJMantra.com, he's going to be joining us. And so we're going to have this. Shannon's going to be leading some really cool ecstatic dance. I mean, these are optional, added onto the program. You don't have to take part, but that's how this is evolving more and more. We're adding pieces to this. And like you said, Shannon, today we're not just talking about the weekend. We're also going to be talking today, everyone, about how to overcome toxic relationships. And did you have anything else, Shannon, that you want to say before we get into our topic?
Yeah, so important. And it also rolls into what we'll be sharing over the weekend. But with the actual weekend, you know, dancing's great, but it really is about processing emotions in different ways. So ecstatic dance and this process, and why we wanted to bring DJ Mantra in, is to really allow ourselves to get into our central nervous systems, to help feel in our body what it feels like to really be in the body. And I think what's really special is there's somatic healing, there's breath work, there's yoga. It's such a great process because we have to heal and kind of transform in different ways. So we bring in all those ways to help in a very nurturing, supportive way. And that's what our conversation will be today as we're talking about toxic relationships.
Yeah, it works really well together. We really weave in. And of course, I do the emotional processing, emotional detox, the cleanse. You'll get to experience that firsthand. You won't just get to experience it, but you get to practice it. in a way. And I'm always growing as well. So even if you're someone who's listening, who's been to one of our retreats, I'm always tweaking that cleanse. I have to tell you, Shannon, it's like a little teacher for me. And I just wrote another book and it's not going to be out for a bit, but I even tweaked it for that book. And my editor was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And you never know, it's the same cleanse, but we just kind of gave it a little upgrade there. So Shannon, toxic relationships.
What a topic. And I got to tell you, just on a side note, I started to share more of my own personal experience about 3 years ago. I went through some very toxic situations and I didn't know they were toxic when I was in them. I was a recovering people pleaser. I didn't know even that I was a people pleaser. I'm a highly empathic person, very sensitive, and want to make others around me feel good. And so what happened on the offset of that is I tend to, through my whole entire career over the past 12 years, I share what I know from personal experience and the wisdom that comes from really doing the work. And since I started sharing more on this idea of it really comes back down to self-worth and self-respect. And all of the work that I do in the world is about authenticity. No matter what, I'm put on this planet to like help us live our authentic truth. And I do that through self-love. And so when I started to realize I had this great career, I was living and traveling the world, but my personal relationships were in turmoil. I had best friends that were using me, that were extremely jealous and didn't say it. And then they flipped out and it just caused a lot of commotion at really important times in my life. I was dating and in relationships with very abusive people, narcissistic, emotional abuse, a lot of neglect, a lot of push-pull dynamics trying to control me. And it wasn't until I really stopped and said, wait a second, I got to look at this. And I started to really process and I started to really heal. I went on a lot of journeys of traveling the world to work with shamans and work with the healers that I work with, the spiritual teachers around the world. And I started to get in touch with my own true gifts of spirituality, of intuition. And as I started to share, it became profound, like profound. I'm reaching people. My Instagram reels and social media has blown up naturally. I'm not running any ads and I reach upwards of 22 million people a month across with this teaching. So it's an honor to be here with you today and talk about this because I feel like this is so important for the collective because sometimes we don't know what we don't know because we're choosing love, but love is not mistreatment and love is not letting people abuse you.
Oh, thank you for that. That's, it's interesting to me, Shannon, you know, when I think about as we unpack this conversation about toxic relationships is one way that you can kind of look at it as is they take up so much energy. And when you're in a toxic relationship, if you're finding yourself picking through the details and you're trying to figure out, did they mean this? Did they mean that? And you're looking to read between the lines and you're like, I'm not sure. I mean, this is just a small example of the level of energy. And if you have to maintain a relationship in that way where you're always trying to figure out, is this person with me? Are they against me? Do they like me? Are they trying to tear me down? This is the toxicity. You are leaving zero room for emotional processing. There's no time for that, right, Shannon?
Exactly.
You take up all that space and you live in this, you're so distracted. At least that's what I've learned in working with clients. I myself have been in toxic relationships. My marriage was toxic for so many years. I write about that in Emotional Detox. It's no longer. It's one of the healthiest, happiest marriages. I feel like I'm married to a new person because it's just a different marriage, but it was toxic mm-hmm. for many, many, many years. I kind of look at it as before and after. This is my new marriage. But do you want to speak to that level of the drain?
The drain is real. And I love that you're talking about your own personal experience as well, because it does show that when we start to do the work and look at the tendencies and commit to communication, commit to coming together in love, there is healing that's possible. So I think first identifying toxic in itself, when we're talking about toxic people, it's actually, there's people who hurt people because they're hurt. And sometimes they don't know. They're just trying to protect themselves. And, you know, sometimes we have these kind of behaviors and responses we do, but we don't even realize because we just don't want to be hurt again. But the type of toxicity that we're really talking about today is like the people who manipulate or withhold information or lie or mislead you or purposely trying to, you know, do things behind your back. Like they have no remorse or regard for you as a person. And in the relationships, you often feel like you're on eggshells. You feel like your needs are never heard or met. You are invalidated all the time. And, you know, I started to realize with a lot of these relationships I had, I couldn't be myself. There would either be snarky comments or they would come in and do things, or they would try to control the situations. And if you can't be yourself in situations, then that's a red flag, right? And so there's that layer. And I think I started to realize it was affecting my business. You know, I remember I was on my way to go speak at an event and I was involved with a toxic relationship, and it was not good professionally because my energy behind the scenes of being on stage was so sucked and consumed with that person and the amount of push pull they were doing and the manipulation. And that's when I realized this is not good because it's affecting every area of our life. So if you feel like you're ruminating or if your mind is always on them, this is often tied to like a trauma bond. Not to get into too much therapy and kind of the coaching of it, but these toxic relationships pull at your energy and create this trauma bond where it's hard to break away. And that's where self-love comes in, self-respect, self-understanding the patterns and saying, wait a second. The question we can ask ourselves is, do I feel respected? Do I feel loved in this situation with this person? Are my needs being met? And if it's no on any of those, then that's really, is there any regard? Is there no regard to change? Are they don't care about me. They only care about self-serving. Then we have to really have the courage to say, is this working for me? Is this enough? And most likely it's not.
I love what you said about the losing yourself and all of that. And I find that one of the ways that we can recognize we're losing ourselves is we do go into that survival mode.
Yes.
And again, that self-protective mode, is this something, the distractibility really is the survival mode. You know, mm-hmm. if you have a hard time being in the moment, if you think that someone's going to aim at you and hurt you or take you down in some way, and so that nervous system that you spoke about, and that's where I love working with you, and we're so much on the same page because so much is, you know, what you do in your work, you know, the somatic healing, and then what I do in the emotional healing. I mean, we really are helping you to reset that nervous system so you can begin to heal again. You don't realize when you're in that mode for so long, it becomes just a way of life.
It does.
You don't know any different. You think this is the way everybody lives.
I'm so glad I'm laughing here because I got to that point and that's it. We think that that's the way it is until you realize there's a whole other world of healthy relationships, of people who want to know what your needs are, of people who want to validate you and care for you and lavish you with love and not withhold, not neglect, not abuse. I had to interrupt because that's the key. We have to believe that there's more for us. And I think that this is really important to talk on because we believe a lot of times it's the question is, why do you stay in that? People who aren't really in toxic relationships are like, oh, why don't you just leave? Well, it's a lot harder than that because it affects every layer of our psyche. You can love someone even if they're not a healthy person. And what happens is we often will ruminate or fantasize or project the potential. And this is also a trauma response. We go back to how it was in the beginning, or they give us breadcrumbs of these moments of feeling like, oh, I'll change, I'll do better. And then, you know, apology without a changed behavior is just manipulation again. And we keep hoping and hoping. And so we have to really get clear on, are we waiting for our happiness? We're waiting for this other person to change. Well, one, that's unhealthy on our part. If you want anyone outside of you to be different, then that's an unconditional, that's not conditional, it's conditional love. And so we really want to look at our own side of the street. And that's what's important here. Mm. I think looking at our own tendencies of where we're not putting up boundaries, where we're not speaking. And these are also things we talk about in our workshop, by the way, in June, but also where we're not actually feeling our feelings. You know, are we terrified of being vulnerable. So we allow ourselves to get deep into relationships with emotionally unavailable people. And so looking at our own side is really important because we can heal. And I think this is what you've done in your path to show the relationships can come together when we do the work separate. I think it's Ram Dass who said, I can only do for me work on myself. All you can do for me is work on yourself. And we come together in love, right? So there's a lot of layers there, but I had to make that point. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, thank you for that. There are a lot of layers. I think one of those layers is denial. And we can sit in our denial systems because it's so easy to make everything look good on the outside. I'm sure when you were on stage, I'm sure you did a great job and nobody knew that you were going through what you're going through. And for me, same thing. You know, everything looked great until it wasn't great. And that's what I realized looking back, living in denial and not, again, not giving yourself time and space to feel, keeping yourself so damn busy and your life so being pulled in different directions is a form of denial sometimes for some of us. We don't want to stop because if we stop, we actually have to visit, feel what's happening in our lives. And we're so afraid. And for me, you know, to speak to those toxic relationships, I wasn't ready to let go. You probably went through that as well. I didn't even know what that looked like. I didn't even know what that meant. All I knew is in extreme pain. And so when you're in that level of pain, For me, and I'm not sure what would work for you, Shannon, or other people. And this is what's great about a weekend is people get to sort through this. What works for them is I knew that I had to feel it was time, but for me, it was cleanse because I didn't re-traumatize. And I think that's something people worry about is if I open up that doorway of feeling, how deep is that? And can I handle that? Because I still have to function. I still got to go to work, pay the bills, take care of my kids. And so for me, it was the discovery of cleanse. No, you don't actually have to re-traumatize yourself to feel your feelings. It can be a really incredibly beautiful experience. Yeah, you might have some tears and, you know, some snot coming down your nose or whatever now and then, but really it can be quite remarkable and life-changing experience.
Absolutely. In fact, the word empowering, it feels empowering because you're taking your power back. You start to reclaim your power, you're not energetically leaking it and giving it away. I think what's important to this point, you said, yeah, it is very hard at first, but it's a denial. But often with that comes honesty. We have to be willing to be honest with ourselves. A lot of the times we're in these relationships and, you know, I know a lot of people who are on this, listening to the show and your followers and readers of ours. They have huge hearts. We're empaths. We're born sensitive souls. We're able to feel the energies. And so we're empathetic and we will constantly forgive or give other people lots of chances. And this is a beautiful thing, but we have to be more discerning of who we are allowing in our energy, but who we are giving our time, energy, and money to, because we can still allow ourselves to reclaim our power by getting honest with ourselves about, are my needs being met? Do I feel seen? Do I feel supported? Because a lot of the times what's happening is, and this is to your point of, I didn't know there was another type of way to have a relationship. So often here on planet Earth, we are all going through lessons. And a lot of the times our relationships, I think even Marianne Williams says in the Course in Miracles, are our biggest opportunity for growth and to learn about love. Everything's a relationship. So when we are in relationships with others as adults and growing up, we often are trying to repair an unconscious wound from a family member that we didn't get love from. And so we create these patterns. So if you're in toxic relationships, so let's just take, for example, emotional neglect. If you grew up feeling like your needs weren't met, you never felt held or safe, or you were often taught that you had to do in order to get love. So you became very successful, or you became the A+ student or the sports athlete, because that's how your parents showed love. Then we will often grow up chasing either that feeling, thinking I can prove myself, I can perform, I will show myself, because that's what love is. And it turns into a very toxic dynamic on both parts, because someone's on, like, it's a runner chaser. But more importantly, When we recognize this pattern, we can stop giving our power away to the outside world. We can heal the inner child that needs that love to know that you are here for you as an adult. It, you know, our parents, our caretakers, they do the best they can mostly for the most part. So it's not about blaming them, but it is about knowing and having accountability for us holding ourselves accountable as adults to not repeat the patterns that are from a wounded place. And then that's where the empowerment comes in. You realize, wow, this is not this big, deep, dark hole of crazy crying forever. You can actually turn to acceptance. I am in a connection with someone who's very toxic and they're not willing to do the work, but I am. I accept what is. I will no longer allow myself to be in the future fantasy or think things will change because they keep showing me who they are. As Maya Angelou says, like, believe who people show you who they are the first time, right? And then as soon as you do, what do you do with that information? You start to heal. It's profound.
Wow. If you're just joining us on Just Ask Spirit, I'm speaking with author, best-selling author, my friend and the co-leader that I'll be teaching a retreat with, Emotional Detox for Unshakable Inner Peace, Shannon Kaiser. You can find Shannon Kaiser at playwiththeworld.com. Your latest book, Shannon, is called Return to You, and it's 11 spiritual principles for unshakable inner peace. So you can see how we connected our books together for this really special weekend that we're looking forward to on June 28th to the 30th. It's short and sweet, but man, is it packed with empowerment and healing. We have to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more from Shannon Kaiser. Hang in there. Okay.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at sherriannaboyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book, have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at sherriannaboyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Just Ask Spirit. Today, we're talking about how to overcome, how to transform from being in a toxic relationship, whether it's a situation where you're working on your current relationship, or you're looking to get out of a relationship. And this is broad, everyone. You know, it's not all, it's not just with partners. This could be with siblings or friends or even a relationship with yourself. I'm speaking with author Shannon Kaiser. She's the author of Return to You, 11 Spiritual Principles for Unshakable Inner Peace. We are going to be co-teaching a retreat. We do it only once a year at Kripalu, everyone. So if you can, sign up, just go to sherriannaboyle.com or go to playwiththeworld.com, Shannon's website. We both have sign up. Or you go right direct to Kripalu. It's June 28th to the 30th. Yeah. So Shannon, toxic relationship. Can you have one just with yourself? I mean, does it have to be with another person?
What a fantastic topic and question and theme, because yes, in fact, this is really what's important, is to recognize, you know, the word toxic gets thrown around, but we're, what it really is just about a healing journey that we're all on. And so you can have a toxic relationship with yourself. And I think a lot of times we get into toxic relationships because we have blind spots, spots of ourselves that we're not actually looking at. I call it the shadow side, the, you know, the inner child that's wounded. And really what we want to do is recognize that if the word toxic is triggering, we've said, what, you know, play a game here. How many times have we said it in this show today? but really you can look at, it's a lack of love. It's a call for love. It's a call for light, more light into the shadow. I started to look at this and I saw, you know, this was a very pivotal moment for me. As you were talking earlier before the break, you know, there's toxic relationships we get into and it consumes a lot of us. They can be energy vampires. They can call what is called the dark triad, which are narcissistic, sociopathic, or con artist type people. I found myself involved with a lot of those and I had to say, hold on. Not only is my body affected, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I started to do a lot of healing on the emotional aspects of why I, you know, trauma gets stored in the body, unprocessed emotions get stored in the body. So if you're constantly in fight or flight, you don't feel safe in the world, you don't trust people. These are responses to how we've been navigating life. And I said, okay, I have a lot of people in my life who I don't trust, who have abused me, and I need to look at that. What am I doing? And that was when the toxic recognition, like kind of realizing of, well, I'm a people pleaser. I don't have boundaries. I really want to make sure everyone else is okay. And I don't speak up about my needs, that easy breezy kind of cool, go with the flow person. I mean, generally I'm okay with like going with the flow, but there are some times where I would hide what I really wanted. And so you have to look at a lot of times these dark empath, there's, you know, these dark triads and attract what's called the light triad, which are empathic people, sensitive souls, people who really see the good in people. And it's not just, I don't want to ever put labels on people because I think that's limiting for all human beings. We want to give people the potential to show up in their capacity with wherever they are. So let's return it back to us. How can I show up more for me? I started working with a trauma therapist. I started to do some of the deep dive work of really looking at how my childhood of having emotional neglect, of having abandonment, of having a very emotionally unavailable parent and structure, and their needs were more important than mine. I started to see how that's affecting everything. And so, yes, get honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. And the thing here is to be compassionate. It's not about blame. Most of the time, we are carrying so much blame and self-shame around already. We're putting that on us. That's not what this is about. This is about a nurturing, being a mother for yourself, being the parent that you never really got.
So true. And I think sometimes, Shannon, we confuse compassion for being nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
people want to be nice. And I know for me, there's been many times in my life where I've been nice. I had someone refer a client to me once and they said, can you help this person? And usually when it's a referral, I take it a little bit more seriously because I think, well, this person referred it, so this must be a good match for me. And I work with the person I'm in with them. And I'm realizing, okay, that I'm in head deep here, that this is a lot of information. And this was in person. Now I'm only on virtual, but it was back when I was in person. I remember getting to the end of the time and I'm giving everything I possibly can. And the person says to me, I have no money. And I'm like, what? I have no money. I'm like, oh, Okay, you have no money. Well, could you go get money? Could you go to the ATM? Could, you know, what can you do? You hear this whole thing, you know, like this whole song. And I'm thinking to myself, you didn't know that before you started the session, right? And yeah. So all of this stuff got dumped on me. It was literally, I remember feeling the heaviness. And then I thought, okay, we'll just, you know, lesson learned, right? Lesson learned for me. But then the person proceeded to contact me continuously, wanting my attention. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not in a good situation here. So I just had to block. I had to block and say to myself, okay, girl, let's look back and look at how accessible you were. You kind of, you know, I was being nice, that whole thing. And it's that feeling, Shannon, you know, when you feel like you're getting sort of like this load that you weren't prepared for, or you're not being honored. But I think this, I'll say it again, the word toxic. I think it, I'm just sharing that story, and that happened like, God, over 10 years ago now, but I handle things so much differently. But I think this is great examples. And this is what you get when you come to a weekend with us, is there's just so many great examples. Cause don't you find the stories are really how, when you hear someone's story or we're sharing something, or this is how you get those aha moments. Cause we've all heard, okay, pick up the signs, listen to your gut, da da da. But these stories are going to remember, someone else is going to say, okay, I remember Sherry's story about how da 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 da. And I'm going to make sure that I have, you know, check in with all these pieces before I get myself involved, right? This is how we learn from each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you nailed it too, because I think as entrepreneurs and people in this space, we do this, we all have stories like that. And I love that you shared it, because the key that you really looked at is, I got to look at how I was so accessible. Because I think the key for what you were sharing, especially if it was earlier in your career, we do often get taken advantage of because we don't have boundaries. Because when we were younger, or at some point in our life, we were, if we had a boundary, they were just totally ignored and disrespected, and other people's needs were more important than ours. And so we go into a service. I read somewhere that a lot of people who do coaching, healers, authors in our space, are often people who were neglected or abused somehow in their childhood, because we're now giving what we never had. And I thought that was interesting, because there is this place of, when we really start to hone in on how we can come to our businesses and our practices and our life with a more kind of solid foundation of self-love and self-care, we don't let people take advantage of us. And so that toxicity doesn't come in, because the takers are always going to find the givers. The takers are always going to keep taking. And so it's up to us, the givers, to really say, is this person worth my time and energy? And it's not about worth of a hierarchy. It's about us knowing our worth and value. And that's for you, knowing your value ahead of time and what you're going to offer in the session, right? And so that's what we do. So it's, these things happen so we can learn. And I have lots of stories like that too in my business, and you learn. And I remember a situation similar, and I quickly was like frantically on the back end developing an LLC, because I was like, I got to get incorporated here, because who knows what's going to happen after. And so you start to learn. I say we learn the way on the way. Mm-hmm. But bringing it back to this idea, you know, are we the problem? Are they the problem? It's not about blame. It's not about shame. It's about committing to love and being love in this world, which means committing to looking at your own blind spots and how they're contributing to the dynamics of others. We can't change others. We can't, it's not about going around and saying, you're toxic, you're bad, you're this. It's about just seeing the behaviors, being willing to stand up for yourself, set boundaries, be honest with others. You know, I often say to confront the toxic behavior, both in yourself and others. Say, that's not okay. Because what it really comes back down to is, toxicity happens often as a behavior to protect us from the world we don't feel safe from. There's no excuse, though, for mistreatment or disrespect. And so if we're not speaking up on that, or we're allowing people to do that, then that's on us.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is. It is about going back to love, Shannon. I so agree with you. I mean, that's a big part of how I overcame what I went through, what I wrote about emotional detox, and how my marriage has gotten to the place that it is today. Is it really is from really leaning and sinking into love and really understanding love. So I couldn't agree with you more that it's not about, if you're going to point and that fingers, you're going to find yourself running in circles at some point. I get it. It might feel good for a little while, but it's an illusion. It really, you're going nowhere. Yeah. And so you have to let that guard down and it really can help. I think maybe perhaps I'm getting a little bit, I don't know if it's, I'm maturing now, yeah. but I really am starting to really value the power of a group. I really am seeing it with clients, or the power of connection, the power of being in a space where everybody has a shared intention, where everybody is open and willing and in this non-judgmental space. It's like medicine in itself.
It is.
And it is. It's like spiritual medicine. And I don't think we have enough of that in our culture. I think we're so isolated, at least here in the United States, we are, where we're trying to do everything on our own all the time.
Yeah.
So any thoughts about that, Shannon?
Well, that in itself, I talk about in Return to You as a trauma response, that I can do it on my own, that I don't need to ask for help. That's also, we've asked for help and it blew up in our face, or we were taught that we needed to be self-reliant if our caregivers weren't around. And so this in itself is a toxic trait to look at, but also know that independence is a very powerful thing, but to let people in is the other side of this. So I love that you talk about connection and community and supporting each other in a non-judgmental way, because when we're stuck in these dynamics, you know, the before, right? When your relationships are very fueled with kind of push-pull, control, power struggles, ego, it's coming from ego. It's coming from a wounded place. The key here is hope, believing that there is life on the other side of the side of this life that is all you've known. And a word that came through as you were talking, Sherry, is surrender. Surrender to what is and accept what is. Because when you can do that, you can then give yourself permission to say, is this enough? Is this really the life I want? Do I believe that there are better things out there for me? Because there are, you know, as soon as I started to put up boundaries and do this work and start to really carve out, like, no, if you've betrayed me in my past, you do not have access to me now. Sorry, not sorry. And I think that it's like, we keep letting people who hurt us again and again. And once you say no more, that's self-love, that's self-respect, that's self-worth, and that's valuing who you are. And you do that by believing in yourself, by hoping for a better tomorrow. And then as soon as you do, what's happening is you're actually allowing yourself to be who you really are. In these toxic relationships, you can't. They want you to be who they think you are, or they need you to be, to fit into the role that they want you in your life. And so when we be more of our true self, the people who want to find us can find us.
I love it. Author Shannon Kaiser, you're the best. I love you. You're my good friend. We have a great time. I hope that we gave you some helpful tips, listeners, today, and that you've got some things to think about here. And of course, we'd love to see you on June 28th at Kripalu, which is in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, which, by the way, is one of the most beautiful, and the food. We could do a whole show on how amazing the food is, and the atmosphere and the spiritual atmosphere, beautiful nature that you will be in. Thanks so much for coming on Just Ask Spirit, Shannon.
Thanks. It's been so good to be here.
Yay. And thank you, listeners, for listening to the show. And remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Join Sherianna next time to continue this remarkable journey of discovering the amazing power of your emotions. Reach out to Sherianna directly on sheriannaboyle.com. Share your comments and ask your Just Ask Spirit questions. Until next time, remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.